Okay, since that exam, you said you would start heavily or shitty today. To put these all clear, get them all in, and see what the differences are. This one, a lot of what we discussed here, we'll see, might have said already. Let's.
Commission.
We. Get 20 books. Doesn't have pain, he doesn't suffer. Not when it's prevented from getting what he wants, and also not when he's missing what he likes. Well, there's no coffee, so he doesn't get mitzvah. He's not worried about what's going to be in the future. What will be? Am I able to get it then? It means he's not worried about what's going on now, and he's not dwelling on what's going to be in the future, in terms of getting what he wants. And he doesn't make any shtadlis to try and get more than what he needs for panosa, whatever that is. One of the hardest things to do. He's not bothered at all. His thoughts are not worrying at all about what's going to be tomorrow. You hear that? He's not worried about what's going to be going on tomorrow. So for us, that's posh. We don't understand what the big deal is. No one here is worried about what will be tomorrow.
Right.
For panasa and whatever. We don't really need to know this because it's one of the hardest things to do. Even when you have betochen, and you know the money's going to be there. I'm in the wrong place.
You're saying it's hard to know how to do it.
Yeah. Let everybody catch up here. Someone who has betochen el lokim, he doesn't bother his thoughts about what's going to be tomorrow. He's not thinking, worrying thoughts about what will be tomorrow. He has a mortgage to pay tomorrow, and his thoughts are not going on. I'm going to get the money. Where's the money come from? What's going to be? What's going to be? He doesn't do that. So I said, we're all there. That's not a problem for us. We don't have that problem.
Right.
That's one of the hardest things in the world to do. Even, listen carefully, even someone who has betochen, and he knows that the money is going to come, and he's not worried about the money, unless this is a shas or something. You haven't been in Oran Vram for a while. I can see certain things that rub. Okay. Again, what? The where were we? The thoughts that bother us can even be writing on the back of betochen, and not even a big amount. I need 1,000 shekels tomorrow to pay somebody 1,000 shekels. The money will come. I'm not worried about it, but I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about it. Why? Because that's what we do. I mean, if I do, I don't know, maybe you guys don't have that problem, but I have that problem. Very hard to drive the thoughts out of your head, and you don't have to. The point I'm trying to make is thoughts pop into your head without your assistance, you might have noticed. Our avoid is not to get the thoughts to stop popping into our head. Our avoid here is when they pop in, is to gently put them aside. We do. We think about it all the time. How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? We drive ourselves in the sugar. Someone who has betochen elokim, ein hu matrides machshavos avo ma sheyeh machar. What I'm saying is, it's not the thoughts that come into your head. You can't control that. What you can control is what you do with those thoughts once they came into your head. That's what the avoider for us is. Mipnei shezoich etomit sheini yodei matay sheyegia keitz chayov. Listen to the reason why he's not bothered about tomorrow. Because he doesn't even know if he's going to be here tomorrow. He doesn't know when his life's going to end. It's going to end sometime. That's for sure. So why don't I have to worry about tomorrow? Who says I'll even be here tomorrow? That's the purpose of what he says. You don't have to worry about tomorrow because you won't be here. And if I am here, tachu b'toyach alav shiyaz mi lo yachad im chayov gam es panosa ves mezoinoi. If I shef tezov ishtadlis, don't. Huh? What? Say tazov ishtadlis. I heard you slipping to ishtadlis. Besed is a besed. Tazov ishtadlis. Not very ishtadlis. Tazov ishtadlis here. We're not talking about ishtadlis. We're talking about a baal betochen. He's not worried about what's going to be tomorrow because he doesn't even know if he'll be at tomorrow. Let's finish the sentence. And if I will be at tomorrow, well, then Hashem will give me what he needs in order for me to live. If Hashem wants me to live, he's got to give me what I need to live. Hashem's not going to say, I want you to live tomorrow, no oxygen. There'll be oxygen, there'll be something to drink, there'll be something to eat, whatever I need in order to survive. Hashem will provide me. If he doesn't want me to live, well, then I don't need any of that stuff because I'm not going to be alive anyway. That's why he's not worried, the Baal Betochen. Because who says I'll be here tomorrow? And if I am here tomorrow, well, whoever's keeping me alive will make sure that I have what to keep me alive. We're talking about a Baal Betochen. Who ain't, listen to the words. He doesn't bother, he thoughts about what's going to be tomorrow. The thoughts might pop into his head as well. Because the HR is, maybe the HR is finished with him, I don't know. Let's say, the thoughts are also pop. He's gently putting them aside. He's not going after those thoughts. What'll be tomorrow? He says, I'll be here tomorrow. He's not bothered by those thoughts. Not bothered by those. Like, even if you're getting the thoughts, I'm bouncing between the Baal Betochen and me. That's maybe where you're getting confused. Baal Betochen, they're not even macha, maze macha, and maze macha, look. Ata mazmin dvarim sho'elam shelo shalcha. You're preparing for a world that's not yours. Because who says you'll be here tomorrow? And if you will be here tomorrow, fine. Then whoever put me here tomorrow and is having my heart beating and my kidneys and my liver and everything's functioning will take care of the few things I need in order to survive. You don't have to worry about today either, because if you're here today, Hashem will take care of what you need today. Baal Betochen doesn't worry. We're talking about Baal Betochen, not talking about you and me. We're not talking about Ishtadlis, so therefore they can't be what we're talking about, because we're not talking about Ishtadlis. Again. Let's first get the principle clear, and then we'll see how we can apply it to our lives. Where we are making ishtadlis, and we don't have betochen, and we'll apply this to their prayer. If the Baal Betochen has to make betochen, has to make some ishtadlis, the goal for making ishtadlis. The Baal, we said, the Baal Betochen makes ishtadlis. Don't you remember? Hevdel Rishon, Sheni, Shvi, Reviv, Chamish. You are all talking about how the Baal Betochen makes ishtadlis, as opposed to the love Baal Betochen. In Shara Veda said, look, the purpose of Abba said, that only thing that worries a person, and Oyved Hashem, is what's going to be in Olam Haba. The things he's doing in this world, how it's going to affect his Olam Haba. That's what makes him happy and sad. Anything that's not connected to Olam Haba, it doesn't make him happy, doesn't make him sad. So maybe we can apply that to this as well. I don't know. Let's get through this. I told you it's long and it's hard. Let's pick up. Let's see where he's going with this. It's maybe my fault because I started introducing us into the picture too soon. And maybe that's the mistake I made. No, there was I'm always trying to extract for me something here. Because what he's talking about up there is, look, sure, like, I need to know the principles, but I need to see where I fit into all of this. So maybe I went in there too early. Okay. But the vote is, why is he not worried? Because Hashem will prepare, will provide for him together with his life. He's also not particularly happy about goodness that's going to come tomorrow. Don't praise and be happy about what's going to be tomorrow, because you don't know what's going to be born tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, Hashem, you got here today. Because who knows what will be tomorrow? Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? And he's not worried at all about any bad that's going to happen to me in the future. Don't have worry about the problems you'll have tomorrow. Because who knows what's going to be tomorrow? Shema lemachai neinu. Maybe you won't be here tomorrow. And you're busy worrying about a world that's not yours because you're in another world tomorrow. You're busy worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. Who says you'll be here tomorrow? So you're worrying for something that may not be yours. So why worry? There's only one thing he's worried about, this guy. Elihu doyet umitztayer al mashu lo mamale kiroyes choyvosov klapay aboyra. The only thing that's worrying him and causing him tsar is, am I fulfilling the chayvus that I have to Hashem properly? And he tries to do his best in that area. Also, we apprentices in that area also. Whether it's the external avodas Hashem or the internal avodas Hashem, because he's thinking about dying and he's thinking about the day of death. We don't do that because, first of all, no one's going to die. Yeah? No one yet is going to ever die. People live forever. There's people that die. Well, I need lo chelik mi aklaba zeh.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying that's how we. No. It's a proper thought. This is a very, very normal, natural thing. So we don't think about that. And second of all, if we would, we'd get miserable and depressed. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said he never went a day without thinking about dying, and it never made him upset or sad or anything. He was always happy. Never bothered him. We have trouble with this. We have trouble with this. Maybe a person has to take 30 seconds a day and think about maybe I am going to die one day. What's going to be? Am I preparing for the journey? Rav Pinkas Natsal said, what's so painful? A person goes to a levaya of a young person, Rahman and Islam. It's much worse. It's harder than going to a levaya of an old person. Why? No. Yeah. So let me tell you what he said the problem is. When you go to Viva, a 90-year-old, 90-year-olds die. I'm not 90, Baruch Hashem. I'm still 40, so I'm not worried. I'm too worried. The Leviah doesn't have anything, doesn't touch me. Baruch Hashem alive. He was part of the club of old people that die. I'm not old. When you go to Leviah of a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old, Rahman, that's land, that's 1 second. 16-year-olds die. That means I could also die? Wow, that's scary. V'apachad shelo, the Baal B'tochen's pachad, is ben yegi moisa pitom. So maybe I'm going to die suddenly because a lot of people die suddenly. Goyrim lo tosefes ishtadlis v'zrizos b'chachonis tzede l'chay olam habo. That causes him to put in a bit of extra time, a bit of extra hours at the office, the real office, to provide what he needs to take with him to the next world. You never know when the bank managers call you up and say, please pay your debts. He works hard to make sure you got money for when you get called up by the bank manager. Yeah, $11,000. The person doesn't know when he's going to die. And could happen suddenly. So he tries very hard to make sure that he's continually preparing on Erev Shabbos, they don't have what to eat on Shabbos. Oh. Ring what? Didn't they? We're not talking about the real bank manager. We're talking about a college ball who suddenly calls you in and says, come in, your time's up. You know, come in number three, your time is up. You can call your bank manager and tell him what you think. If you get hold of him. I know. So they tell you, no, you can email them. So email them, you get an automatic reply. Sniff sagu biglala matzav. So you know what I realized? Actually good for me. If I can't get hold of them, then they can't get hold of me either. It was Kafka good. Yeah, I do. No, I'm just saying.
That's a good, Craig.
Ani sagu, it's...
There I go. Ekev matzav.
Ekev matzav, ani lo mushalem et ha-overdraft. Take me to court. The courts are also closed. The Dafka law, not Corona, Dafka had advantages. So you didn't have to deal with the bank for 3 years. Tov. Okay, so that's this guy. He's busy thinking about dying, and he knows that when you leave here, you have to make sure you take things with, because once you get there, you can't make cholent in that world. You have to make it in this world. He's got to prepare things for this world as well. For sure. But that's not what's important for him. He's doing that because you got to do it. He's Isaac b'mitzvah ishtadlus. That's what keeps him up at night. What's keeping up at night is what's going to be in Olam Haba. This world doesn't have any real value in and of itself. This world has value. Big value. Major value. The building was crying. Because in this world, you can with a few shekels, you can buy tzitzis. You know what you can earn in Olam Haba? This world has enormous value. but not in and of itself. This world for its own value. Uli is nagut zu kivnu chazal ba'amram. Shuv yom echad lifnei misoscho. You should do tshuva one day before you die. And you'll, one day, then you'll be rocked. If you do tshuva every day. V'heim pol shumayim v'zeh kach. In the Gemara in Shabbos, he explains this mission in Avoy. Shuv yom echad lifnei misoscho. You should do tshuva one day before you die. So tell me when I'm going to die, and I'll do tshuva. We don't know when you're going to die. So obviously, you have to do tshuva every day, and then one day you'll be right. Kamosha kosuf. Yoshev yom sheme yom oslochav. And imtza kol yom of tshuva. You should do tshuva every day, because maybe tomorrow you'll die. Therefore, all your days will be full with tshuva. As it says in Koheles, bekol eis ye begadecha lavonim. Make sure that all your days, your beged is clean and nice and white. There's a famous Chaim Volozhin. Oh, where is it wrote down? I have to find out. I've got it written somewhere. He wrote like a very poetic thing about the coming of Mashiach. He's sitting in his room and he suddenly, the air feels that like there's something in the oxygen. You know what I'm talking about? And the music of the bird sounds different. And he's describing this unbelievable, like overwhelming change of taking place in the world or whatever. And he runs to his cupboard to take out his jacket to go greet Mashiach and whatever. And he sees there's a button missing. I've also got a button missing. You see, it ripped off. I stood up the other day and I haven't had a chance to put it back. And he stands there wondering, should he go out and greet Mashiach with a button missing? Or should he quickly sew it on, but then he'll miss Mashiach? Hey, that's the marshal for this. When Mashiach comes, you don't want to have to suddenly, that looks so good. Everything's real ideal process. You're describing an ideal. We're talking about a Baal B'tochen. We're talking about a Baal B'tochen whose only worry and only concern is what's going to be with his Rukhniyat, his Avodah Hashem. We're not worried about Olam HaGzeh. We're not like that. Okay. So that's what a Baal B'tochen looks like in his interrelationship between your Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. He's not worried. He's got no daigas. He's not worried about what will be tomorrow. He's not scared for what will be tomorrow. The only thing that's worrying him and bothering him is, am I fulfilling my obligations to Hashem properly? That's what bothers him. Do I have enough to take with me to Olam HaBa? He's always busy trying to. Rav Avigdor Miller late in life stopped going to simchas, even family simchas, for mitzvahs or family members, when he stopped going. So I asked him, why? He says, I've got a big exam coming up, I have to prepare. I'm writing finals soon, I have to start getting ready. As people's writing, he's got a big exam, he's writing finals, you phone him up, he says, no, I can't come, I'm writing finals. We're all writing finals. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to your kids for mitzvah. If Hashem said you shouldn't go to your... No. That could also be a way to say Hashem. But the word is to live real. Does it don't have this betochen or not trying to acquire this betochen? Mitzvah miyod. Al sheham oires ha-migrashis ba'olam. Al-migrashim ba'olam. Hazeh poigim bo tomid l'ra. They're always in trouble. You know why? That's why Prozac's so popular. So people are taking tranquilizers and pills and anxiety disorders and whatever. No, it's a real problem. I'm not belittling it. It's real. Why? Because the things that happen in this world affect them badly. I can't go, yeah, I can't do this. I want to go, yeah, I want to go, I want to, but you can't. But Masha ain't loy or have him, the things that don't like. And the things that don't that they want that they can't get, he invested enormous amounts into this world. He's never going to leave this world. He's not scared of dying. You know why he's not scared of death? Because he's not going to die. He's going to be the first person that got out of this place alive. He's not too worried about his ruchnius. He's not worried about how he's keeping the Torah. He's not worried about what he's going to take with him to the next world. And he's not worried about how his house is going to look in the next world. He spent 6 months designing a kitchen in this world. But he's, what's his kitchen going to look like in the next world? Long partly, whatever they'll be, well, whatever, we start there. You wouldn't start there, yeah. You wouldn't start there, yeah. Again, that doesn't mean don't refurbish your kitchen, don't build a nice house. The law, my law, law, I'm not, it's not, that's not saying don't do that. It's just, where do you put the degesh? Where do you put the emphasis? What's my bed going to look like in that world? He's going to live here for a long, long time. He wants more and more of Olam Hazeh. And it takes away the cheshek. That's the real problem. The problem is not that he's Oisek in Olam Hazeh. It's when you saw Oisek in Olam Hazeh, you lose the cheshek to be Oisek in Yonim of Olam Haba. If someone would come and point us out to him, we would try and teach him. When are you gonna, how long are you gonna hide away from the fact that you need to start getting ready for the journey? When are you gonna start worrying about what your world's gonna look like in the next world? You know, when I'll start worrying about the next world, when I've taken care of everything I need in this world, when me and my wife and my children and my grandchildren have got enough to live until the end of my life, then I'll stop working and then I'll start worrying about Olam Haba. You know, I know a lot of people like this. As Tieli Menuch Midaigas Olam Hazeh, then I won't have any problems in this world. You know the lie. You tell me, yeah, yes, Mona wrote to Messiah, you'll never have enough. Then I'll stop worrying about Olam Haba when Olam Hazeh is taken care of. Reb Chaim Brisker said, I'm waiting to meet the child. The child. I mean, which child? Every time I ask a balabos, why aren't you learning? He says, I have to provide so my son can learn. Then the son grows up and he starts working. I say to him, when are you going to learn? He says, no, I have to be prepared for the child. When my child's coming, my child has to learn. I have to have money for him. That child grows up, you ask him, no, when are you going to learn? Because he's busy preparing for his child. He says, I'm waiting to meet the child that's going to actually sit and learn. There's much to talk about here. Much to talk about here. These are Desla calls, the people that want a mashkin from Hashem. I'll start serving you, Hashem, and I've guaranteed that I have everything I'll need in this world. They want a mashkin. They want a, what's a mashkin? Somebody borrows money from you, so you take something, they don't pay you back. You've got, you're covered.
I don't know.
So we want security from Hashem. We want Hashem to guarantee us that we'll have everything we need in this world. Then I'll start serving Hashem. So, you know, I want so much in my account that then I'll start serving.